Jesus has the table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it's sweet to sup with Jesus all the time.
Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine.
So the disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command, for the Master called unto them, come on and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time.
Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Turn the water into wine. To the hungry call of now, come and dine.
Soon the Lamb will catch his bride, to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be, and it'll be a glorious sight. All the saints dressed up in white, there we'll feast with Jesus Christ eternally.
Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
I care not today what tomorrow may bring. If shadow or sunshine or rain, the Lord I know ruleth for everything, and all of my worry is vain.
Living by faith.
Return to this first of sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore.
Living by faith. Jesus, yes.
does a Jesus care when I'm feeling drained? Well, I know my Jesus sees and he cares. When my pillow's wet from the tears and unashamed, well, I know my Jesus cares. Oh, yes, my Jesus cares. Oh, yes, I just know my Jesus cares. Oh, yes, my Jesus cares. Well, I know my Jesus cares. He sees and cares.
All right, I got to say something here. I'm getting this all set up here. It looks like it's working fine. I've got some folks on here. I'm kind of fired up today about this. I haven't been on broadcasting live for a while, and now we're finally back here to do some things and get some truth out there to people and try to help them to understand what's going on in this crazy, wicked world that we live in today. And it's... You know, I got kicked off of YouTube again. I always get kicked off of YouTube. I got kicked off for a title that was much, well, not just for the title, but for the content. You see, there's a lot of people that want to hide things out there. These people that are afraid of that free speech and they're afraid for you to talk about stuff, it's because they have something to hide. They're afraid. And they don't want the truth out there. You know, they don't want people to know what's really going on out there. They don't. They want to keep it from people. So they don't have an opportunity to make a decision for themselves. I'm not telling you today to take the vaccine or not take the vaccine. That's your business. I'll tell you that I wouldn't, because a lot of the things that I've seen and what I'm going to show you today, I wouldn't. But that's your decision to make. You got to make that decision. In everything that I have seen, I wouldn't. With the science of. The fact that they used in the testings of all of it, aborted fetal cells and all these other things and a number of other things. I wouldn't. The fact that I don't believe it even really works. I think I'm going to show you evidence today of things that what they're saying, it really doesn't even work. I don't even know if I can get all this in one broadcast. I'm only going to go to about probably 3:30 or so, maybe 3:45, probably 3:30, another an hour or so longer. I might pick it up and do a second half of this. I might not get through everything today. I might have more to talk about with this vaccine and everything. There's a lot of people that are afraid to talk about anything because you get censored so bad everywhere. And I find it strange that people don't want you to talk about all of this. They when you start using their own words against them and their own things, they don't want you to really talk about it. They want to like suppress it. You know, YouTube, if you see the rules on YouTube of what they're saying that you could say and you can't say, it's absolutely uncanny. I mean, it's so Orwellian, and it's such nonsense and garbage straight from the pit of hell that You know, it's unbelievable. It really is absolutely unbelievable. Now, if you go to our website, oldpassbaptistchurch.com or .org, excuse me, oldpassbaptistchurch.org, you could see our live webcast right there too. I mean, it's right there. You could turn it on. I'm turning it on right now from my cell phone. Hey, I'm talking. Whoa, that's weird. Anyway, that's me right there. See, so if you go right there, you can. If you ever want to hear us live or have our sermons, it's right there at oldpassbaptistchurch.org. oldpassbaptistchurch.org. And you can catch us live right there. We'll be there. I think I'm just going to do another follow-up broadcast on this. I don't even know how far. I think I'm going to just cover the Orwellian New World Order mandate garbage. I don't think I'm going to even get to the vaccine information and the failures of them. I might wait and do that for my second broadcast. All right, because this is something out of the stinking Twilight Zone. These people are so absolutely demonic. They are so. There is this worldwide conspiracy going on right now. Let's hit it up with the scriptures here. We'll wait a little while. I wish I could say hi to people out there. I don't have nearly the people on here that I have when I'm on YouTube. I generally will have anywhere from 40 to 100 people on there, and that could be disappointing a little bit because, you know, they're suppressing the message, keeping it from getting out. With sermon audio, there's just not as much. Later on, there is. This broadcast could have 500 to 1,000 later on, but it's just right now it doesn't get that exposure live as it would, but that's okay, whatever. We'll just do it, put it out there, and get the truth of it out there. I think today what I'm going to cover is just that the COVID camps, the Biden vaccine mandate, and all this garbage. Then we're going to talk about how the vaccines don't even work. How typically they really don't even work. And the fudging of numbers and the games that they play with everything. And why are they doing this? That's the real question. Well, it's almost like you would think that there's a conspiracy. You would think that this is actually like planned by Satan. This is that great reset. Right? That this is all part of a conspiracy. Like it's all leading up to your body, dealing with the body, dealing with the vaccine itself, the, you know, control of the body, using health and safety. In the interest of health and safety. In the interest of health and safety, the administration has decided it's like, wake up. Right? In the interest of safety. So, in other words, I think I'm going to give you some information. I'm going to show you what they're doing today. And I'm not even going to show you a lot about the vaccine today. I'll save that for more information. By the way, thank you to Brother Josh, Brother Joshua, from our church. He gathered up a bunch of the medical information that is from the Brother Joshua is a doctor, and he gathered up some of the medical information and some other things, and he'll probably get me some more of that medical information. What I'm going to bring to you today is more of the spiritual side of this, more of the Orwellian New World Order. Wow, look, we're going to use a shot in the arm, or we're going to use Orwellian New World Order tactics to control the media, to control the message, to control your body. What happened to my body, my choice? We're going to show you what happened with that. These people are a bunch of hypocrites is what they are. And by the way, you're not going to like this, but this started with Trump's administration. See, he laid the groundwork and made it so this next despot that comes in can do whatever he wants. So this little dictator that comes in. And by the way, yes, he knows what he's doing, but his buttons are being pushed like you wouldn't believe. And they're doing it right in front of your eyes. They want to show you that they're going to do whatever they want to do. And they're going to do it right in front of you. And this delusion of choice, this delusion of choice that you have is just that. Now, when the beast forms and the beast comes together, there is this monopolization and control of everything. You got to control the media. You got to control the message. You got to control the spiritual. You got to control the physical. You got to control the governmental. It's a war that is waged on all. It's a war that is waged on every government to control it. From the governments of the world to the family government, to the church government. These churches are folding like an accordion. Most of them are. I was reading the rules of these churches. You may see. I saw this Fruit Loop Lutheran church, this absolute fruity-tooty bowl of Fruit Loop church over here that's ran by a couple dykes over here in Northfield. And I don't really care if you don't like that speech. I don't care. But in that, wow, my loud environment, it says your sound levels are hitting 90 decibels. That's right, Siri. Hit 90 and moving her straight on up. I love it. I love it. Pastor Cooley, raw and uncut. All right, let's get to it here. So these Fruit Loops over here in Northfield at the ECLAGBTHQY, I don't know, whatever they call themselves. They're just a bunch of Fruit Loops. Apostate churches. Okay, those people. You know those? Yeah, those people. They said, you may, as of August such and such, you must wear a mask inside, but you may sing under your mask. Sing under my mask? And you must register with the front desk. Register? Register? You must register with the collective. We must know where you are. We must contact trace you. We must always know where you are. We must always know who you've been in contact with. Right? I think I'd rather stay home than go there. It's like Governor Waltz, our other dictator here, right? Our other dictator here, the governor here, he says, oh, well, you churches can, you, we'll allow you to have 50 people and we'll allow you to wear masks and do this. Well, first of all, Jack, you don't allow me to do nothing. God Almighty allows me to do it. God Almighty gives me breath to breathe. God Almighty called his church into existence. God Almighty sent his son to die on the cross for my sins. Excuse me, Mr. Despot. Excuse me, Mr. Dictator. But that's not the way it works. You don't get control of the Lord's church. You don't get to tell the Lord's church what to do. But see, there's this perverse and spirit that's over this. And what is this spirit? It's the spirit of Antichrist. It's an absolute, complete control. That's what it is. And pastors out of fear and people out of fear are giving in to absolute control in the interest of wellness, in the interest of health and safety. Whose health and whose safety? Right? Whose health and whose safety? Excuse me if I don't run around for the rest of my life in absolute 1,000% fear all the time that I'm going to catch a stinking cold and I'm going to die. But skin for skin, all the man hath will he give for this life. And that's what happens. And I know some of you that listen to this, I know some of you that listen to this, your pastors and your friends and your people, and maybe you don't like my volume, you don't like how loud I am, you don't like the way I'm saying it, I should say it more like some Puritan in New England somewhere, and I should say it more proper and neat and primp and all this stuff, but that's not me. Switch over to the next channel, you'll get that guy somewhere else. But here, you're just going to get it raw and uncut and straight in your face. That's how you're going to get it. I just, that's how it's going to be. It just, it's the way it is. Way it is. Because there isn't any other way to give it. Because everybody else is stinking going to sleep. They're just like going to sleep, taking it. Like pastors don't want to talk about this stuff on their pulpit. They don't want to inform their people about it. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of that. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of that. All that. And they won't just come out and say it. Well, you know, you got to be politically correct now, right? In the collective, you must say it correctly. Why? Because you're going to take me to one of your COVID... There's no such thing as COVID camps. Stop it. Well, I'm going to show you something. Now, this is not in America, thank the Lord, yet. Yet. But this little desk... Let me start with this little despot. Let's start with this one. Not this commercial. But this despot. I have no idea what this is. Anyway, it'll be over soon.
Require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
Needless to say, the right of women to make decisions about their own bodies is not negotiable.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that.
Our interest is very simple, from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected.
It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates, and if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory. First, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements.
Oh, well, that's called a politician speaking. So, in other words, it's called a liar. That's right. That's what it's called. A liar. So he was speaking, so then therefore you have to understand he's a, number one, he's a politician. So number two, he's a liar. That's kind of the way it works for the most part. Some are truthful. There's a few. A few. But what does he tell you? Well, I wouldn't do that. No, we can't make, no, we don't make those mandatory. We're not going to make those mandatory. And then she asked the question, well, what about the vaccinated then? Aren't they putting opposing a risk for the unvaccinated? or the unvaccinated posing a risk for the vaccine? How? 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 I thought your magic shot made you invincible. I thought it made you Superman and you flied around and you're dun to duns everywhere. I thought that's what happens when you get the vaccine. You could just like fly to the moon and you like, you know, you're just like super immune man and you're completely immune to everything because you took that shot in the arm and then you took your second shot and man, you're really immune. Then by the time you're third one, man, you're about ready to ascend above the throne of God and be like the Most High after that third shot. And maybe the fourth shot, we'll get into that in a little while. Maybe that'll have to take place. Maybe the fourth shot and maybe you'll just be getting shots the rest of your life so you could be Superman. Is that about summing up? Am I being sarcastic enough? Is that really, you know, my sarcastic side, it sometimes makes people very upset with me, of which I don't care. But it does sometimes make people a little bit upset with me because, you know, if I didn't use it, maybe more people would listen to me and maybe this would happen and maybe that would happen. Yeah, and maybe monkeys would fly out of my ear also, but that won't happen either. So we'll just keep going the way we are and trust that the Lord will use what he wants to and then he'll fix what he wants to in us. All right. So anyway, you have Biden there saying, well, you know, now it's time to, you know, we're going to have to do a little bit of enforcement. But of course, my little dictator friend. Well, now, of course, not a horse, a horse, a horse, but of course, right? Of course, Congress is exempt from COVID. I got COVID-19 vaccine. I mean, well, of course. I mean, just like Obamacare, it's you dumb ham and eggers that need to. You dumb ham and eggers, you dumb ham and eggers, you. You dummies, you're not smart enough to figure out, you big dummy. You're not smart enough to figure out how to take care of yourself, so we're going to force you to take this insurance. And then we're going to force you to take this vaccine if you work for the... Unless you work for Congress. Then if you're... Well... Of course not. I mean... President Biden's executive order mandating COVID-19 vaccines among all federal workers does not apply to members of Congress. By the way, he's also tried to use OSHA. And this is where they always get people, is they try to use regulatory power to go above the Constitution, right? And to go above the Constitution and do this. Now, let me get to some scripture here before we finish talking about Biden here with this. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea. Actually, let's go to a different scripture. I want to go to a different one. 2 Thessalonians 2:4. This really is the spirit of Antichrist. What you're seeing now with the vaccine, and no, I'm not saying if you take the shot, you've taken the mark of the beast. I'm not saying that. Here's what I am saying. The spirit of Antichrist is already at work now. It's to rule every aspect of your life. You know, people accuse God and they don't want to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't want to worship God in heaven. Why? Well, because he created us and so God created us and why do I have to do what he says? And he wants to control my life. No, that's actually the Antichrist that wants to do that. That's actually the one that they're going to give into. You see, the Antichrist is the one that they're going to give into. They're going to give into the Antichrist. They're going to follow him. They're going to follow the Antichrist. They are going to give into the Antichrist. They're going to do exactly what the Antichrist wants. Because he's going to offer them all the goodies. Like Bill Gates wants. Like Elon Musk wants. Like Jeff Bezos wants to live forever, like the founder of Google wants. Those men that want to live forever in this flesh, he's going to offer them that opportunity. And God's going to give them over to their strong delusion. They're going to live forever for about 5 months. They're going to be invincible and not die. And then, but during that 5 months, they're going to wish they could die. but they're not going to be able to die. God's not going to let them die. Because that's what they wanted, remember? And God says, I'm going to give you what you want. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So what did our government do? Well, you can't meet in church. What does every little despot dictator do everywhere? What do they do? Well, you can't have church. You can't sing and worship God. You got to wear masks and you got to take this. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped? Well, that's Antichrist. Preacher, are you saying that you think this whole thing is Antichrist? Oh, I don't know if I could say it clear enough. I don't know if I've said it clear enough. I hope this will clear it up in case I haven't said it clear enough. Carl, my friend, my Sinbad-looking friend, my Sinbad, the Sailor Man-looking friend look-alike, I hope that I've made it clear enough. I hope I've made it clear enough that this is absolutely Antichrist. If this isn't strong delusion, I don't know what strong delusion is, but it's going to be bad if this isn't strong delusion. It's going to be bad. Isn't that right, Jacob? It is going to be bad. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Well, these people just came in and told you what you were going to do in the church. They told you they were going to shut your churches down. Well, that's what they're doing. Now it's like, well, you're not going to function in society unless you take that little look, Siri's telling me to breathe. You got to breathe, man. You got to take a breath. I will take a drink of this coffee here. There we go. Now I took a breath. Even a minute of breathing will help you. Sure it will. Have they tried to shaken you in mind? Have they tried to trouble you? Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped. So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is what you would call a dry run. Right? This is the practice run. That's what this is. This is the practice run for the Antichrist. That's what these are. These are all practical exercise in Antichristism. That's what these are. They're all practical lessons in anti-Christianism. That's what these all are. These are practical lessons of dictators and little despots and little people doing their best to rule the world. This is what that is. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I hope it makes a lot of sense. It should make sense. It seems to be very clear, right? It does seem to be very clear. Hopefully to you it is. That's what Biden was doing. But Congress is exempt from Caesar's decree. Congress becomes, Congress, no, but all the federal employees and OSHA and anyone that has 100 members, 100 employees, now, they need to take a vaccine. Oh, really? Well, you don't want to go back to that little prison, do you? You don't want to go back to being locked down. You know how they took that absolute satanic lockdown that they did across the world? How they satanically locked these people down, messed with these kids' mind, And, I mean, we just didn't follow it. I just went where I wanted to go. I did what I wanted to do. I took my kids places. We just went wherever we could. I mean, we just did whatever. My kids didn't lose fellowship with their church family. We went to church anyway. Kids hung out, played together, spent time together, ran around together, and did those things that normal kids. We didn't let them do that to us. Why? Well, because I don't believe in your devil garbage. That's why. I don't believe in your schemes and your games. Do I believe people get sick from COVID? Absolutely. Do I believe I'm supposed to lock myself in until the Cold War's over? No, I think that's the dumbest thing ever. I think the science behind it is absolute stupidity. It's not even science, and they know it. But this is coming from the same people that say there's more than two genders, right? Brought to you by Absolute Nut Jobs. Brought to you by Antichrist Psychotic Nut Jobs, like these people. Biden's order Thursday mandating COVID-19 vaccinations among federal workers and contractors drops the option of regular testing and allows only some religious and disability exemptions. The order applies only to employees of the executive branch. It does not apply to the legislative or judicial branches of government, the White House confirmed. Ah. So you mean Congress gets to once again exempt itself? Congress gets to once again exempt itself from all responsibility? Yeah. See, they do. But I personally don't think anybody can force anybody to do that in this country right now unless they want to. Right? I think there are a lot of talk, but I think being able to do it is another thing. So, when you see this spirit of fear, you know, there's a psychosis. There's a psyop with this, and I've talked about it before. It's right here, the scripture showing you. They'll shake your mind up. They'll trouble your mind by spirit or by word or by letter. Now, I know Paul is dealing directly with these false prophets, but these people are of the same spirit. That Antichrist spirit will oppose and exalt itself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. This is the mystery of iniquity, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. You know, these are foreshadowings of that spirit. These are foreshadowings of that spirit of Antichrist that is about us right now, that is already at work now. Already. Already at work. Already seeking whom he may devour. Already, and these governments, listen, they are exalting themselves above the people so high and so far. You and I think that we could never get to what I'm about to show you. We think, we'll never get that far. Au contraire, my friend, I think we could. Because see, when you look at it now, when you look where these people are now and what they're doing, this is all their mind game. This is all their delusion. See, they want you and I to feed into their delusion. They want you and I to feed into their delusion and for us to just go ahead and accept the status quo of things. Like, you and I are supposed to accept wearing masks everywhere. We're supposed to, if we don't want to, look, now you don't want to wear that mask everywhere, do you? You don't want to be on lockdown, do you? You don't want to be on lockdown, do you? What did they do? See, they scared everybody, which is the spirit of Antichrist, like I talked to you about before, and they locked everybody down. And they kept us there for a while. Well, some of us. Our state wasn't as bad as others, like New York and Chicago and other places like that. California, you couldn't even walk. If you went for a walk down the street in Chicago, they would arrest you. Meanwhile, thugs can take guns in Chicago, and thugs are blowing little kids away on the side of the road. By the way, they're not getting those guns legally. They're getting them illegally. They're blowing away kids on the side of the road somewhere. Thugs are running the city somewhere. But you got to be on lockdown. If you come out to get some fresh air, you're in trouble, buddy. Right? You're in trouble. See, that was a psyop. Well, you don't want us to shut the country down again. And then Fauci, that little dictator, that little Nazi dictator, right? Telling everybody, you Americans, you're just having too much fun out there. You're not living in enough fear. You ought to be more afraid. This thing's going to get 16 times worse because of you guys, because of your liberty. If we could just do away with your liberty, if we could just do away with your freedoms, if we could just do away with some of that and get you to be more afraid, if we could work on that, boy, then we could really cure this virus. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, with the whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. What do we have? The spirit of this. I'm not saying this is that exactly, because I know this is coming. But these are foreshadowings. These are the birthing pains. These are the Braxton Hicks. These are the Braxton Hicks of labor pains. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. I mean, what do we have? Honestly, like, what do we have? Strong delusion. That you're safer if you have no, if you, your immunity can't keep you from dying. Good health and nutrition and taking care of yourself, that won't. Now, we know that if God wants us to go home, we'll go home. We know that. But that's God, not these devils. Not this spirit of Antichrist that rules and reigns, the God of this world that rules and reigns these lost devils. These demigods that set themselves up. Right? These that have taken counsel against the Lord and against his anointed. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. What are we finding? That. Lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. You know, we have so many people right now that are so absolutely afraid. And they're scarred. These kids psychologically, these kids from the world, I went out and preached to those kids. And they are worse than they were 2 years ago. I'm going to show you video maybe next week. Because I might do the second half of this video, of this teaching. I might do that on Friday. I think I will do the second half of this on Friday. I'm going to cover the spiritual side of this. Then we're going to go into the medical information that's available about this and some of the spiritual that's involved with that. But right now we're going to go through just the spiritual side of it and the Orwellian, this new world order, exalteth itself above God. These people literally want your worship. They want your body. They want to control your body. They want to control your mind. They want to control the information that you receive. They are Antichrist. They're the same as that old whore, the Roman Catholic Church. Some of these high-end officials, they are either apostate Jews or they are Roman Catholics. Nancy Pelosi, Fauci, Biden is a Catholic, a Roman Catholic, Jesuit trained. They are either Jesuits or Jews, of which case they are Antichrist and they hate the Lord. And they hate Christianity. They absolutely despise biblical Christianity. Absolutely despise it. And this is the mystery of iniquity. This is that work that they're doing. Let's see. I am going to play one song for you because I love this song here. And then I'm going to get back into it here.
There's a house in Grumbler's Alley where I lived some years ago, and the walls were swiftly falling to decay, and the yard was full of thistles, and that old roof was rotted so that the storms beating upon me night and day. Then the spirit came and told me of a wonderful abode where from wind and storm I'd find a safe retreat. So the Sager sent his moving van and he took me up the road to the little house on Hallelujah Street. I shall never forget the day that I moved from Sinaway and secured a change of address so complete. Since that moment, without fail, I've been getting all my mail at the little house on Hallelujah Street. Now the neighbors in the alley where I lived in years gone by, they have never ceased their talking from that day that I left them so abruptly without bidding them goodbye. And from all the sin and shame, I moved away. Since the shack of sin is empty, where I lived so many years, and no more they hear the treading of my feet, I've moved away forever from the sorrow and the tears to my little house on Hallelujah Street. Now this house is nice and cozy, and its walls so warm and tight, and the landlord doesn't charge me any rent. There's a garden in connection, filled with flowers gay and bright, where so many golden hours I have spent. Yeah, the landscape is so lovely, and the songbirds sing with glee, and I'm never hungry for good things to eat, and I'm never, never lonely, for the Savior dines with me at my little house on Hallelujah Street. Well, I've just received a letter from the King up in Glory Land that he soon is coming after all his own. He will roll down the avenue with retinue so grand, picking up the saved and blood-washed all alone. When I hear the wheels a-rumbling and I hear the angels' song, and I see that God's redemption is complete, I am sure he'll stop and take me from the place I've lived so long, at the little house on Hallelujah Street. So I'm looking for the day when he'll carry me away, and I'll make another move that can't be beat. When I leave this earthly veil, I'll no longer get my mail at my little house on Hallelujah Street.
Amen on Hallelujah Street. Praise God for that. One day we'll all be home and all these devils will be in hell. Amen. And we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray they get saved by the grace of God, but we know that spirit of Antichrist and that strong delusion is upon many of them right now as we speak. Now, I want to show you something here. This COVID stuff and this control and power issue that is here, we talked about COVID camps and things like that before, but here it is in Australia. And I want you to watch this video, and I'm going to play this for you, and I want you to understand just where this is headed. And could it be headed in the U.S. this way? Well, someday.
Another failed public health policy. We're going to Australia, and we reported on them quite a bit. They had what was called a zero COVID approach, which meant if anybody in any city has a case of COVID, it could be one person. They shut down the whole city.
Right. So think about that. So here are these people, and they are shutting down an entire city over one case of COVID, locking those people down. Isn't that strong delusion? I want you to think about it for a second. We have had things, we have venereal diseases. We have had venereal diseases. We have had contagion diseases that have just destroyed people's lives and killed them. And we've never locked things down before. If we actually looked at things logically without the fear and the strong delusion, if we actually looked at those things without the fear and the strong delusion, and we looked at it through just practical eyes, heart disease and obesity is a number one and number two danger in America. Yet we have never locked the country down. More people die of a heart attack. More people die of cancer. More people die of obesity than of anything else. Diabetes. And we have never locked the country down. I want you to think about that for a second and realize what this is. Realize what this is. Right? Babies are murdered, like Jacob said, babies are murdered every day. Why not lock the doors of abortion clinics? Why? Because it's strong delusion. It's strong delusion. That's what it is. It's strong delusion. It's strong delusion to believe a lie. That's what it is. See, when delusion is so strong, and when it's of a satanic conspiracy, or the spirit behind it, conspire, the spirit behind it is so strong, that's why it can be pushed and everybody's looking around like, and that's why a lot of saved people are looking around like, well, what's wrong with you people? Like, why are you all freaked out? Why are you all running around like Chicken Little, the sky is falling? Right? It's like, why are they running around like that? Reminds me of this.
Have you heard the tale of my uncle's woe, who was scared to death of his own shadow? He would run away when a flea came near, screaming right out loud,
"Get me out of here!"
Chicken heart, chicken heart, trust the Lord with all your heart, and you'll never come down with a chicken heart.
I love that. Ah, that's funny. My kids have me playing that song, and it just fits. It fits so simply, doesn't it? It's like perfect. But they have everybody running around like that right now, right? Afraid of everything. This is that spirit, except things that actually kill them, like heart disease, obesity, diabetes, things that kill most of the country, abortion, murder, medical malpractice, right? Suicide, in the words of Alex Jones, murder, mass suicide pills, right? All those things. But they're worried about the virus. So they shut it down for one. Those are dictators. I mean, that's Antichrist right there. You don't get any more Antichrist than that right there.
Restrictions back in. They're ending that. Australia
not
to end
sustainable.
Zero COVID
no,
policy.
Really. It's not sustainable.
Not sustainable. Unbelievable. Well, maybe try it for a couple more years. Maybe it'll work. Well, what's taking their place? Looking at what's taking their place, we're going to show it in a second. You got to wonder, zero COVID policy might look a little better. It's called COVID camps, and they look like this. Take a look.
Oh, man.
With our hotels at capacity and our borders under the sustained threat of Delta, tonight the Premier is taking matters into her own hands.
This is a commitment.
I mean, does it not sound the Premier? The Premier is taking things into her own hands. The Premier. The Premier. With Delta on the rise, we must do something about it. So the Premier is taking things into her own hands. I mean, it's like, is that really reporting? Is that really your reporting? Like, you're a reporter? Really? How absolutely asinine is this? It reminds me of Hulk Hogan. What you gonna do when Hulkamania runs wild on you? They put the fear of Hulkamania at them. And they're absolutely fearful and afraid of this.
Commitment by the Wagner family working with the Queensland government to say to the people of Queensland, we want to keep you safe. And the best way to keep you safe and to keep Delta out of Queensland is to build as quickly as possible.
Oh my goodness. Is anybody freaked out by this at all? Is anybody like, oh my goodness, what's going on? I mean, this lady is playing all this fancy music, this piano music, this calm music, like, in order to keep you safe, the best thing that we could possibly do is to stick you in prison. Yes, we'll put you in prisons. All of you will go to prison. Isn't this wonderful? We'll save your life and you'll live in that cage. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. This is how you know, like, strong delusion is hit. Because here's this lady said, yep, yeah, we're in the interest of health and safety to save your life because we love you so much, we're going to throw you in jail. And we're going to make you pay for it. Isn't that lovely? And nobody's going like, am I the only guy here that's saying, like, I ain't getting on the bus? like over my dead body, like literally, like you're gonna have to kill me if you think I'm getting on that bus or you're putting my kids in that. Like literally, I mean, no, I'm serious. Like for real, you're gonna have to kill me. Like for real, like right here live on YouTube, you're gonna have to kill me. Like for real, like dead, like no pulse left, dead. Like on the ground, dead. Like mass, done, dead. Like mow me all over, we're all done. Before we go in that cage over there, yeah. And me pay for you to stick me in that cage over there. Yeah, I mean, do you get it? In order to keep you safe, we're going to put you in prison. Isn't this what the founding fathers want? And I realize this is Australia, but I'm telling you, like, nobody, like, where's the outrage? Where's, like, international outrage? I'm going to tell you where it is. It's not there. You know why? Because these governments want to do this. Like these, like Biden, oh, he wants to do it bad. Look what they've done to those people at that January 6th protest. They're sticking those people in jail, not giving them any rights, blocking them off from everybody and treating them like they're, well, treating them worse than they treated the Taliban, who works for us anyway. I know. Anyway, that's another story. All right, you ready? Okay, let's keep going. Okay, because it gets even more creepier. I mean, do you feel like the Orwellian, like, New World Order, like, okay, we just passed a, okay, this is weird stuff here. This is beyond weird here. This is absolutely satanic. Because it's like the Pied Piper marching him in there, and he's like, oh, the Premier says, oh, I think I'll do it because the Premier says. She'd be premiered out.
People of Queensland, we want to keep you safe.
I mean, wouldn't you rather just get sick? I would. I'd be like, give me COVID, but you ain't sticking me in there. That's called prison.
And the best way to keep you safe and to keep Delta out of Queensland is to build as quickly as possible a regional quarantine facility.
Wait, I think that's called prison. What do you think, jolly old chap? Seems to me that might be prison. Right? Wouldn't you say that? Here we go.
Just waiting patiently to be fed. It's like when you shake the bag of dog, the dog treats, and the dogs come running. We're all just outside waiting.
What fantastic value it will be if we can avoid just one lockdown.
We need to get these.
This is like Disneyland. It's so weird. It's like Disneyland. It's like, what a wonderful place it is, right? I can't think of the song, but you're in Disneyland. Like, oh, this is great. This is wonderful. This is absolutely wonderful. I mean, this is great. And then the guy's like, man, we're just like, you know, like they like shake the bag. We're just waiting to get fed. We're a bunch of animals here. That's how it is here. Well, if we can stop one lockdown, we'll put everybody in prison. Gotcha. Like, how come this lady isn't in prison herself right now? I'll tell you why. Antichrist. This is the spirit of Antichrist.
Facilities up and running, and everybody has seen how successful Howard Springs is.
Just had the cops come around and tell this woman off staying over here, because there was about 5 seconds in between her taking a sip of her cup of tea and she took her face mask down. Cops came around literally on the dot and just pulled her up for it. She said, well, I'm drinking my tea. And they said, well, not right now. You're not. Put your face mask on.
They want their community kept safe. That's what they're saying to me. And we are delivering it.
It's a bit intense.
It's amazing as I watch that, I think of many thoughts like Road Warrior, Mad Max. I also think of the fact that we always, grew up thinking that Australia was like this prison colony for the UK, right? And now it appears that they're going to return to prison style, tactics. This is really disturbing images. And the idea that any modern human being thinks that this is a solution, it's astounding. For those of you out there in Australia that are watching right now, if they're still letting you use your internet, just our hearts are with you. Our prayers are with you. This your nation has gone absolutely crazy.
We're really turning a new page here, just covering this. And, when the premier there in the video said, the best way to keep you safe is, I was really open to hear early therapeutics, sheltering the most vulnerable.
Vitamin D.
Not so much. Build a
exercise,
camp.
Exercise. Lose some weight.
Right. Vitamin D, sunshine. So this camp is being built, I should say, right near Wellcamp Airport. So you're going to have a facility there. There's the headline, regional COVID-19 facility. This is one the premier was talking about in that video, to be built near Wellcamp Airport in Queensland. Now, this is an image of Howard Springs. She mentioned Howard Springs. This is the one that's been in operation already, where that video is from, with the gentleman talking about the woman in the mask. This is a former mining camp, which was repurposed, or I guess the buzzword would be built back better, to be a quarantine camp. So that's in their Northern Territory. So now going on the Australian government's website for the Northern Territory, this is what it has to say about that camp when you go there. This is a mandatory supervised camp quarantine fee. The quarantine fee for an individual is $2,500 for the full 14-day period. A family rate of $5,000 applies for family groups of two or more people in a shared accommodation. People in mandatory supervised quarantine will also be subject to testing before exiting quarantine. If you refuse a test, there will be 10 days added to your quarantine time. If you are required to undertake an additional 10 days of quarantine, a further fee will be charged of $1,750 for an individual or $3,500 for a family.
Man. So think about that.
So, I mean, you're starting to see this is prison. Except you're paying for it. The criminals, you pay for the criminals. You're being, the government of Australia is forcing these people. Forcing these people to go into prison and pay for it. They can't stay at their house and get better. No, they're too much of a risk. So then you're going to put them in a COVID camp? Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's what they're doing. This guy uses the D word, so I'm going to try. I can't tell if he used it right. I'm pretty sure he used it wrong. But I'm, not to say something is damned, and maybe he did say it that way. I don't know, but I'm trying to make sure. I don't remember where it was. But so I'm trying to be careful with this video because I really don't like to put any profanity. But this isn't entertainment. This is serious stuff.
Yeah, you're going on vacation.
This place better have a water park. those are some steep. That's like right up there with the JW Marriott. Holy cow.
Right. Here it is. They're charging these people. This is like not a trip to Disneyland, but they're selling it like it is. This will keep everyone safe if you're all in jail. What is that? Strong delusion.
And you gotta wonder, what tests are they using? Because can we discuss false positives here?
Yeah, now I'm not gonna deal with this portion of it. I'm gonna save that because I want to talk about the testings, because I think there's some sorcery involved with this stuff. And people may not like me saying that, but I think there is. I want to talk about the actual testing and then the actual vaccines. I want to talk about both of those. And I'm just going to do it on Sermon Audio, because I'm going to get kicked off YouTube if I mention it. So I'll just put it on here. And you take it for all you want it. But I'm going to give the actual information of the testings, how they use their testings, and the jabs, and how they do it. And and we'll see. Why not? Why not give people all the information now? Why not just give it to them? And I can give it to you on Sermon Audio. I can give it to you on our own website if I have to. And we'll just go what's being said. And then you can decide. Right? But see, the testing, I think, is the hook. And we'll save it. We're going to save that, okay? We're going to save that for another broadcast here. That's what we'll do. We'll save it for another one. But
I mean, am I paying $3,500 extra for another 10 days or 20 days for some revolving false positive tests that I'm getting, even though I feel better? Now, that's not the only one. These are going up everywhere. Melbourne facility. There's one in Melbourne that's going up. It was announced, approved as Commonwealth. Victoria agree on the site. Now, not every area in Australia is going with the quarantine camp route. So there's also a pilot program about home quarantine. It's a trial that's happening right now. This is just as important and just as...
Now, listen to this when it talks about home quarantines. Listen to how they're saying it, though. You're literally you're under arrest.
This is creepy. How will South Australia's home quarantine trial work? So they talked to the premier there, and he says in this article, the premier said it was, quote, implausible to continue to use medi-hotels. They're basically just using repurposed hotels for international arrivals as borders begin to reopen. He says, in the past, where we have had this option for people coming from interstate and in the early days from overseas, it required a very heavy police presence to go and check on them.
Are you catching that? So they had these medi-hotels set up and they're basically in prison. Same thing as the COVID camps, really. And they had to have, they sent in heavy police presence to make sure that the collective was obeying. Think about it.
I think every South Australian should feel pretty proud that we are the national pilot for the home-based quarantine app.
Home-based prison app. Wow, that's great. So you come down with a cold for some people. Some people it's more severe. Hey, I know what it's like to be sick for 3 weeks. I get it, okay? I get it.
Well, what is the home-based quarantine app? We go to the Atlantic of all news outlets. The Atlantic is pretty, you know, they do seem to love reporting on democracy killing events, but they're actually reporting on some balance here. It says Australia traded away too much liberty. How long can a democracy maintain emergency restrictions? And it says here about that the app, returning travelers quarantining at home will be forced to download an app that combines facial recognition and geolocation. The state will text them at random times, and thereafter they will have 15 minutes to take a picture of their face in the location where they are supposed to be. It goes on to say, should they fail, the local police department will be sent to follow up in person. We don't tell them how often or when. On a random basis, they have to reply within 15 minutes.
That's prison. That's what probation officers do to people that are on probation that are not home when they're supposed to be, that are on a work release. So you're literally imprisoning these people. Do you understand that? They're literally imprisoning these people. This is prison. You're treated like a criminal because you're sick. This is strong delusion. Nobody would accept this for anything else. Measles, mumps, any of it. Any of it. No one would accept this. No one would agree to lock themselves down. This is strong delusion. And it's leading up to something.
This is beyond Orwellian, beyond dystopian. And I can't believe I'm reading this, to be quite honest with you, reporting
on this
right now.
Look how convenient that is. I mean, I just think, why not have that app for everybody? Police just call you wherever you, you know, you just got to report where you are, show your face where you are. They can see that's where they are. Why not do that for every citizen in the world?
Right. Exactly. That's what he's saying. Why not do it for every citizen in the world then? That's what they're doing. That's why he's saying that. He's saying they're going to do this. All right. So let's look at Revelation chapter 13. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain for the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast. Now check this out. Let's go down here. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had a wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused it all, both small and great. Now look at this, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. See, that's what they're doing. That's the name of the game. That's the name of the game, is control.
World. It seems like that's the goal, right? I mean, this is all just testing out. And I have had friends that say, you know, Dell, I don't understand what your problem is. Why do you care what the police think, or face recognition software? I don't know, because I believe in freedom. I believe in privacy. And that means privacy from my government, privacy from the police department, should be allowed to live freely. I mean, this is crazy. And yet all of this and all these technology companies, we've talked about this, right? This is Silicon Valley. This is that AI. This is that, you know, journey towards transhumanism that's taking place, which has got you to, you got to start wondering, does any of this have anything to do with health, or is it about a bigger issue of control? And I mean, serious control over our lives.
And I know it is. Because I'm a gospel preacher, so I know what it's about. It's about the government's running the world. It's about the government's controlling everything. And there is strong delusion. Now, I'm going to be done for now. The next broadcast, Lord willing, if that's the way the Lord leads, the next broadcast, I want to talk about the testing, the vaccines, medical sorcery, or medical witchcraft, whichever. I'll call it medical witchcraft or medical sorcery. And we're going to deal with the testing, the actual vaccines, what they produce, whether they're effective or not, and we're going to deal with them. We're going to look at the evidence. I'm going to show you the medical evidence. I'm going to show you that a lot of this is not science. It's witchcraft. It's the delusion. Strong delusion. That's what it is. Well, I hope it made sense to you. I hope it was a blessing to you. Share this broadcast. It might get you kicked off of certain places. Who knows? But I think it'll help some people that need to hear it, right? But we'll find out. Wow, it looks. Did my broadcast just get kicked off? Wow, that was weird.